Steve Rapp, also the host of Inside the Lines, every Sunday morning from 8 until 10:30 right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Happy Friday, Mr. Rapp. How are you, pal?
Good, Pat. Good. I tell you, I'm sitting here and I'm looking over the three teams I'm going to give you, and when I say them out loud, I have trouble believing it, but we'll see what we can do. Boy, I've got some real garbage on the slate today.
Way to sell it. Let's, you know what, though? It can be
all
garbage,
money's green.
But it all still pays the same color. That's all.
All the money's green, as they say, so it doesn't matter. And that, I think I make a good case for all of them anyway. So let's see where we go.
Let's get into it. Buffalo and Cleveland. Last check at Sports Interaction. Cleveland favored by 2.5 at home.
Yeah, a real weird one here, Pat. You might wonder with yourself why a 2-6 team is favored over a 6-2 team, and it's been fascinating to watch this number this week. Cleveland opened the Sports Interaction 3-point favorite, and the public's bailed on their darling Browns. The books didn't want to come down off the 3. When they finally do, they load it. They basically take a 2.5, and they load it with a lot of juice, because juice don't like to play. The professionals don't like to lay the juice on it. So it hit 2.5 minus 25. Didn't help. The Sharps brought it back to 3, but now we're seeing 2.5 minus 25 again, which means, you know, they're trying to keep the professionals really like this one. The public really like the Bills. Cleveland's faced one of the toughest schedules in the league. Bills, one of the easiest. No team in the league has faced the Jets, Giants, Bengals, Dolphins, and Redskins. The Bills have. They should be 6-2. You and I should be 6-2 against that record. Cleveland's far tougher battle-tested. Even the Browns did manage to lose to a first-time starter last week. They ran 30 more plays. They had the ball 11 more minutes, and they actually dominated Denver. They got little from 7 red zone trips. We've seen good running backs in the last couple weeks go against the Bills and have success. The Eagles, and then did it. And then last week, whoever they lost, I know whoever they beat still got ran against. Nick Chubb is having one of his
Washington.
Yes, Adrian Peterson. Thank you, Pat. Yep. He ran for 108 yards in the first half. You can run on him. Nick Chubb, one of the best in the league right now. He's averaged just under 100 yards per game rushing at home. It's picking up steam. Always good contrarian to go against the public. He would have been hitting 57% this season. Fading the public on a trendy dog is even more enticing. I really like Cleveland here. I'm laying the 3 points with Cleveland. I think they get their mojo back after the schedule that they've had.
Okay, Baltimore and Cincinnati. This is one of your two big numbers this week. The Ravens on the road, favored by 10 at last check.
Yeah, and they opened a 10-point favorite on the road. The public is on the Ravens. I'm just looking right now, and actually it's 10.5. So
10.5
I will buy. I will buy that. I will take that extra point gladly. Because, you know, there are situational spot bettors out there. They look for spots when one team's on a crazy traveler back-to-back. Pat, this one's full of situations. Situations fits up perfectly for the Bengals. The Bengals come off a bye. They're looking for their first win of the season. They're now the only winless team in the league if they needed any additional motivation. They're starting a new QB, but that hasn't really been bad for both Denver and Carolina when your starter isn't very good anyways. They've had an extra week to prepare them. Baltimore doesn't know what's coming. We're getting double digits in the division, which, Pat, you know, that's one of my personal favorites, with a Bengals team that's really only lost by 1 to Seattle, lost by 2 to Buffalo, by 6 to this exact Ravens team. They get the Ravens primed for a huge letdown after a win that was so important to them that they posed for a team picture on the field after it. A team desperate off a bye versus a team flying high, primed for a letdown, plus 10.5 at home, and a little extra trend that I uncovered here. Teams that beat the Patriots and then open as 7-plus favorites, 0-8 against the spread their next game since 2003. I think I might be talking myself a little bit into this one a little bit too much, but it's just a great spot here for Cincinnati to get off the schneid anyways. Even if they don't get the win, to stay within double digits, taking Cincinnati plus 10.5 now.
And finally, Indy's at home to Miami. Last check, and you'll be able to update it, but last check, Indy was favored by 12.5.
Yeah, that's right. And this is another situational spot here. The Colts opened 12.5 at Sports Interaction. Favorite money had been on the Dolphins. It moved it down to 10.5 for a while. It's now back up to, as you say, back up to 12.5, and that's what I'll be taking. I'm going to start the double digits with the Fish coming off their first win of the season. Lots of reasons for the Colts not to give their best here. They have a look-ahead date next week with a division rival in the Jaguars, who will be coming off a bye and getting Nick Foles back for that game. The Colts dodge a bullet, which a Crowby beset, not being seriously injured last week. But while his status is still questionable, I see no reason for him to play here, as they should be able to get the job done versus the Dolphins with Brian Hoyer. But either way, no real need to run up a score. If they do start Jacoby, you can expect a very, very vanilla game plan to keep him out of trouble. If Hoyer starts, expect a similar game plan, just time to get through the game with a backup. And while the Dolphins still might have that rotting fish smell, they have quietly covered four straight, while the Colts have failed to cover in their last six versus teams with a losing record. In head-to-head meetings, the Dog has covered the last four, the road team has covered seven of the last eight, and Miami's covered six of their last seven in Indy. I mean, it's a big order for not 100% or backup Hoyer to cover almost 13 points in an NFL game. So, Pat, that's what I have for you this week. I have Cleveland, I have Cincinnati, I have Miami. How does that one taste?
No, that is, I like it, though, and good reasoning on all fronts to recap.
Need a point for them.
Exactly. Hey, and you know what? Bad teams still pay you. That's all that matters. It's you're going to roll in the money regardless.
And they cover. We're getting over halfway through the season. The odds makers adjust. Everything regresses to the mean. That's why you've seen Miami cover four in a row, because, you know, at the beginning of the season, people, how are you going to bet Miami? Well, the odds get to the point where it's going to average out, even out over the course of the season. So there's no bad teams, just bad numbers.
Exactly. Cleveland is -3. That's one of Steve Rapp's picks of the week. Cleveland -3 at home to Buffalo. Also, Cincy +10.5 at home to Baltimore. Miami +12.5 on the road in Indianapolis. Set us up for Inside the Lines this Sunday morning at 8 o'clock Calgary time.
George is back. Me, Dave. We'll have Phil Gray. We'll have Todd Furman. We got 12 games on the board. We have our picks. We have your texts, so you want to listen in and text. We're taking texts from our listeners now on the text line, so you can let us know what you think. We want to know not just who's going to win, but why they're going to win. Sort of like what I try to do here. But we're going to have fun, 2.5 hours worth on Sunday morning.
And tell us a little bit more about Sports Interaction, my friend.
Well, there's sports going on. This is a great time of the year. You got basketball, you got hockey, you got football. Obviously, baseball just ended, but you got your Calgary Flames, surprisingly, -$1.30 against the Stanley Cup champion Blues. If you think, it's a little surprising. Take the Stanley Cup champions +$1.10 tomorrow night, if you so feel. That's a surprise. Went total six and big Western semifinal. The Calgary Stampeders -5.5 of the total 49.5 versus Winnipeg at home. This number was six, so we have seen some money on the Dog here. We'd like to see a Calgary Hamilton Grey Cup. What do you think? Any chance?
I think there's a good chance of that being the case, and in that case, the Stampeders would be the road team in their own building at McMahon Stadium for the Grey Cup, which would be
that's right, big Grey Cup out there. That's gonna be fun. I have done a Grey Cup in Calgary, and I can tell you, I don't think there's anything better or any more fun than I have. So I've had to make sure that you get out and enjoy the big festival. Great, great time. Real grassroots type of event.
No doubt about it. Good stuff, Steve. Appreciate it, my friend. We will talk next week.
Have a great weekend, Pat. Thank you.